Hare Krishna, this morning we are reading very wonderful, exciting part of Chaitanya Charitamrita, one of my favorite parts, and it's Kaviraj Goswami's own interaction with, I can use that word, with Lord Nityananda. And this is fifth chapter of Hari Lila, which is the glories of Lord Nityananda. And there's two parts to the pastime. The first is the story of Miniketan Ramdas, a associate of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And Miniketan Ramdas he was always absorbed in ecstatic love of God, and he manifests those transcendental ecstasies in the mood of Uttama Adhikari. He didn't disguise his ecstatic symptoms, and he came to the home of Kaviraj Goswami, where he says, where Sankirtan was always going on, they were always chanting Hare Krishna, they were Vaishnavas. And at that time, Miniketan Ramdas was sitting in the courtyard, and people would come to see him because he was so famous and offered their obeisances. And then, in a sort of playful mood, then Miniketan Ramdas would sometimes slap them, sometimes climb on their backs. And he was dressed like a cowherd boy because he was in the mood of a cowherd boy. And in this way, he endeared himself to everyone, or at least almost everyone. But there was a Gunarnava Mishra Pujari who was worshipping the deity, family deity. And he didn't come to greet Lord Miniketan Ramdas. Well, there is an injunction that even if one is worshipping the deity, if a great devotee comes during the deity worship, then one should stop the worship of the deity and offer one's respects to the Vaishnava and then continue deity worship. Of course, this refers to great devotees. Why? Because Krishna says, mat puja abhikantaka, that better than my worship is Vishnu varadite pungsam, is the worship of Tudiyana Vaishnavas. And so then it isn't that when during puja one is leaving the deities, but rather offering respects to a Vaishnava becomes the integral part of that deity worship, an exceptional part of that deity worship, which the deities don't get to enjoy all the time. It's like cooking extra 10 offerings for a offering. It's something plus for the deity's pleasure. And so this Gunarna Mishra, he didn't offer respect to Miniketan Ramdas. And of course, Miniketan Ramdas, being a great transcendentalist, first of all, he didn't take this as a slight to himself, but he immediately saw through this that this was actually a slight to Lord Nityananda, because he was an associate of Lord Nityananda. And even during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, as is inevitable in this material world, there are different controversies. There were controversies about whether it was actually Advaita Acharya who was Swayam Bhagavan, whether Lord Nityananda was Vishnu Tattva or Jiva Tattva, whether Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually Gauranga Nagri, whether he was really a strict, well, this was even in his household time, whether he was a strict householder, or whether he freely associated with other ladies in the mood of Krishna and the gopis. So it's quite amazing how all of these things are going on, and it shows that in the material world, even in the Lord's presence, all kinds of things will continue to go on, because it is the material world. Krishna is not interfering with people's free will. Anyway, when Miniketan Ram Das saw this, he said, now here's another second Roma Harshan Sutta, namely this Gunarnavavishwa Pujari, same as when Lord Balaram came to the assembly of sages who were trying to conduct this yagya, or at least hear the Puranas from Roma Harshan Sutta. The Roma Harshan Sutta thought, I'm sitting on the Vyasasan, and that takes precedent over offering respect to Lord Balaram, who was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Obviously, he hadn't quite understood the purport of the Puranas, although he was expert in technically relating them. This is like what Prabhupada would call people who talk Bhagavad Saptaha. They're great in reciting Bhagavatam, especially 10th canto, in singing nice songs, and singing Gopi Gita, and so on, in so many different melodies and attractive ways, but they haven't got the faintest idea about what the actual real purpose is of what they're teaching, and they don't realize that their Kanishtha Adhikari, or materialistic audience, have no right to hear these things, and that they themselves have no qualification for even talking about these things. Anyway, but that's another matter. And so when he saw this, when Miniketan Sanaram saw this, he became very angry that here someone is offending Lord Nityananda. He took it. It's an offense to Lord Nityananda. And of course, where there's a fruit, there's also a fruit of a tree, there's also a root. And what was the root of the tree? Well, it was that even in Kaviraj Goswami's house, his brother didn't share the same respect for Lord Nityananda as he shared for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if we believe that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what his misconception was, Kaviraj Goswami doesn't elaborate, but clearly he didn't envisage that Miniketan Ram Das or Sri Chaitanya Lord Nityananda were that worshipable. They were worshipping the deity, so that means that Lord Nityananda was not a worshipable deity. Otherwise, it would have been part of the worship of the deity, and Gunarnava Mishra would have offered proper respect. So a real argument ensued, and Kaviraj Goswami chastised his brother. He was very upset, because he was Vaishnava Prad to Miniketan Ram Das, and he was also offense to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So both of them were very, very heinous, not something that one can just stand by and ignore. And so Shastra says, either you defeat the person with argument, either you leave the spot immediately, or you cut the person's tongue out. I guess in non-Vedic times, that's not something that would go down well in a court of law. So that option is out. But devotees need to be very careful, because very often our taste and devotional service is hampered by nama-aparad. And one of the nama-aparads, or at least two of the nama-aparads, is Vaishnava-aparad. One is Vaishnava-aparad, and the other one is Guru-aravagya, sadhu-ninda, and Guru-aravagya. Offending Vaishnavas, offending one's own spiritual master. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu really warned Rupa Goswami, you have to be very, very careful about this. Yadi Vaishnava Paradi Uti Hati Mata, because this will destroy your devotional creeper. And many a devotional creeper has fallen to the trampling of the feet of this elephant of Vaishnava fence. That's why Vaishnava is always very humble. In any case, Kaviraj Goswami chastised his brother, and then that night when he, now here's the second part of the story, last night when he was sleeping, and Lord Nityananda appeared to him. And very, very wonderful description of Lord Nityananda's physical appearance and so on, as well as his associates, his ecstasy. But in addition to that, the essence was that Lord Nityananda was very pleased with him, and he says, now you go to Vrindavan and you will achieve all things there. And Kaviraj Goswami woke up, and he says at that moment, in other words, he woke up, whatever he was dressed in, he just left. He didn't even stay a moment. So he, in effect, not only just chastised his brother, but he also left home. Obviously, his brother wasn't necessarily going to change his mind, although Kaviraj Goswami means at that moment he fell down. Doesn't say what that means, but he said he fell down. And but Kaviraj Goswami left that place. He wouldn't stay in that place. And he went to Vrindavan. And the important point to glean from that is that our Krishna consciousness movement, we are practitioners of Vaidhi Bhakti. We're serving Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, according to the rules and regulations, and dedicating ourselves to their mission. Our goal is to attain the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. But you can't jump over to Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. That then becomes, well, that's what sahaja is. One does not actually have the qualification, or one does not have the agya. One does not have the permission for that. So how do you get the permission? This is how you get the permission. When Lord Nityananda tells you, all right, now you can go to Vrindavan. And now you can worship Radha and Krishna there. It was very similar for Jiva Goswami, when Jiva Goswami already went to Vrindavan. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to him, and he told him, now you worship me in the form of Radha and Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told the same thing to Raghunath Das Goswami. When Raghunath Das Goswami says, now I'm a sannyasi, what's my duty? Gramya katana sudibi, granya vartana kapibi. Don't talk gramya kata, don't listen to it. And Radha Krishna, Nityalila, and you should always absorb yourself in thoughts of Radha Krishna's lila. So, on the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on the order of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, then one can do that. And then, as Lord Nityananda says to Kaviraj Goswami, there you will achieve all things. And I was then, it will fructify. Otherwise, if we do it prematurely, then the fruit will not be there. You can beat a tree, you can do whatever you want to it, but until it's in season, it's not going to give flowers and it's not going to give fruit. But by Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda's grace, then the creeper of devotional service bears its fruit and flowers in due course of time. So our business, therefore, is to serve their mission, and especially now in the Christmas marathon, Prabhupada marathon, now's the time to really get their mercy by distributing as many books as possible. Hare Krishna.